I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting whether it's possible. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know how powerful you can be unless you cross the line, unless you jump off that cliff. You know, some of us, we're so close. We're standing on the edge and we're like, should I jump? Will I fall or will I fly? And let me tell you, man, if I was there on that edge with you, I'd push you.
I believe that every person has the power to transform their life. Today, I will unlock that power in you. I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's time for you to heal and to find inner peace. Are you ready? Just send me a DM that says, I want inner peace to get started. Until then, enjoy this episode.
What's up, everyone? How you doing? Hope you're doing amazing. I'm super pumped and excited, as I always am when I come on the Luke Mind Power Podcast, because this is another episode, another opportunity for you to step into your power, your greatness. There's always new levels and higher levels of consciousness for you to step into as you continue to grow and as you continue to live your life. It's up to you what you do every single day that matters, which is what helps you to get onto that higher level of consciousness so that you can be more aware, be more empowered, be more inspired, be more enlightened, be more in your power. Because there's so much potential that you have within yourself that you don't know about yet. That's something that's challenging to discover straight away. And I just shared a post on my TikTok platform, which was about a post where I'm dancing and also I'm with my nephew. He's playing, he's juggling the soccer ball as well. But I mentioned in that post about your calling. And if life has been hard for you lately, then I wrote a caption in that video saying, if life has been hard, that's good, because that means that your calling is tremendous. And yeah, that comes with a lot of responsibility, but I just want to congratulate you and remind you that if you couldn't have made it up until today in this lifetime, then obviously, you know, you didn't survive. You didn't make it. You gave up. But guess what? You didn't give up. You're fucking here. This is extraordinary. This is a gift. This is something to be recognized. I want to remind you that it's not easy to continue to persevere when life keeps punching you in the face. When things don't go right, don't go with them. Many of us are going with the things that are not going right for us. And we continue to be in our own way. And so I just came here to remind you that you are powerful. I just came here to remind you that this is your time to step into your power. This is your time to believe in yourself more. This is your time. There has been no other time like now. And I'm here to remind you all the time that there's so much more in you that you haven't discovered yet, but you won't find that unless you take some sort of action. I was supposed to go and visit my cousin today. She invited me for lunch. And guess what? I got a bunch of emails. I got a freaking things I needed to work on. And I couldn't even go. You know, and I actually wanted to. I was planning to. I was like, okay, I'm going to set myself up from 12 to 4. I'm going to be answering my emails. I'm going to be doing what I need to do there. And then I'm going to do a podcast recording. And then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to go to my cousin's house. By the time things evolved and I took action and I did a few things here and there, it was 5 o'clock. And I was like, it's too late, man. I can't. Like, I got training. I got Dream Chasers training. I'm doing a live training inside our Facebook community. I've got to record this podcast. You need time for yourself to have some dinner or to, you know, chill out. And it doesn't always happen the way you want it to happen. But guess what? If I didn't have responsibilities and I didn't have priorities and I didn't have the things that I know that are most important to me that I need to get done, guess what? I would have said, it's okay. I'll go. You see, many of us who are not living our purpose and who are not in our purpose and who don't have these extra responsibilities, guess what we would have done? Oh, yeah, no worries. I'll come over. I'll come and have lunch, and that lunch will go for fucking 7 hours. And then before you know it, you come back, it's 11 o'clock and you got to go to bed. And then your whole day's gone. It's not a bad thing that you want to spend time with your family or your friends or your loved ones, but it's a matter of priorities. But also it's a matter of maybe a priority, but how much of a responsibility is it that you need to actually take care of that, or you need to take care of things that are very, very, very crucial and important? You see, many of us, we don't have that. What happens for all of you parents out there? What happens with a child all of a sudden, when you have a baby, what happens? That's your number one priority. You know, that's everything to you. That's your fucking number one. That's your be a little, everything. And guess what? You will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter what. The baby's crying. You get the fuck up and you feed it. But what? For your purpose, for your dream, for the best life, for your next level version of yourself, for you to know that in 3 years' time, if you show up for yourself, if you stay consistent, if you be persistent, if you have discipline and you dedicate your time and your energy to focusing on becoming the best version of yourself, that in 3 years' time, in 4 years' time, you will manifest all of your deepest desires. You will cultivate inner peace. You will have a strong, loving relationship with yourself. But that's not good enough. You're not a priority enough. It's not, you don't have that responsibility set for yourself. And you put yourself on the back burner again. So it's beautiful because I also already messaged my cousin. I said, you know, I'll try and make it. You know, I might be going to Sydney. But I'll keep it in mind. And then, you know, freaking hell, you know, I got busy and I didn't feel guilty. I was just like, don't fucking talk to me right now, man. I got shit to do. And then, you know, I messaged my cousin a couple of hours ago and I said, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I just got too busy. And I think she replied something, but I said, and then she replied, she said, that's so good. You know, do your thing. And then I replied, you know, thank you. And I appreciate your support. And then something dawned on me, you know, because I remember growing and I remember starting to do what was right for me. I remember speaking my truth. I remember 5.5 years ago when I started to do this kind of work on myself and to put myself first and to speak my truth and to do exactly what's right for me. I did feel guilty. And to say no to invitations, say no to people all of a sudden where I'd been available for everyone, where I never set boundaries. I never had any boundaries. I just fucking was there. Right? Whenever there was something on, I was there. Luke was always available for everyone. Luke always said yes to everything, to everyone. But was Luke ever there for himself? When did Luke ever take some time or months or years to show up for himself, to develop himself, to love himself, to spend time with himself, to understand himself, to build a better relationship with himself, to be his own best friend rather than his own worst enemy? When did Luke ever start to think, you know, maybe I'm enough just the way that I am. Maybe I'm the one that needs to approve of myself. Maybe I don't need other people's validation. Maybe I don't need other people to confirm to me that I'm enough. It gets uncomfortable for you in this journey of your next level of your life, which is the best level of your life. This higher frequency that you're going to live on, because on that level, that's where you really step into your true potential and you really step into your purpose and you really step into and discover your calling and you get onto that frequency of attracting the things in your life that you deserve to be attracting. But guess what comes with that? Losing people, rejection, judgment. So are you willing to face that? Are you willing to just say yes? Are you willing to say yes to yourself? Are you willing to do the opposite of what you've been doing all your fucking life? Because that's what's required, doing the opposite. Are you willing for people to call you out, judge you, talk about you behind your back? Are you willing to do that? You need to answer the question, because guess what? If you're willing to do what you need to do for yourself, guess what? You're going to lose people. But guess what's going to happen? You're not going to lose yourself. And I say that that is the biggest gift that you can give to humanity, is that you don't lose yourself trying to please other people, trying to be there for other people. And let me tell you, if you have the right people in your life, one of the things that I always say that is you will never lose the right people. Isn't that beautiful? You will never lose the right people. You know, for many people in your life who have been close to you, have known you for a long, long time, right? We almost think like we owe people something, right? Because you've known someone for 10 years or you've been friends with someone for 15 years. I've known them for 15 years. I owe them my life. I owe them my friend. No, you don't. You don't owe shit. You owe everything to yourself. You owe it to yourself to show up, for you to step into your greatness, discover your purpose, live your fucking best life. So that you can be an inspiration to the world, to people around you, to show them what's possible when you don't quit, when you believe in yourself, when you show up for yourself. That's what you owe. So get away from trying to fucking please people and get away from thinking that you owe people something. You don't owe shit. You owe everything to yourself. They can't appreciate what you have because they aren't not you. They haven't been through what you've been through. They don't have your story. They don't have your greatness. They don't have your vision. How can you expect, even if you try to explain it to them, they don't know what you're talking about. You're already on a different frequency. We're all on very different frequencies. Okay, if you feel like people don't get you, that's because they don't. If you feel like you're talking to people, but it feels like an empty conversation, that's because it's an empty conversation. That's because they're not on your level. So what I'm getting at is this major point right now. Because you know what I could feel from my cousin? I could feel her support without her saying anything to me. I could feel that even though I didn't go to that dinner or that lunch to her house and she didn't say anything, I just messaged and said, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I just got so busy with work. I could still feel her support. That's why I replied and I said, thanks so much for your support. Imagine what a different kind of world we would live in if instead of people judging us, not accepting or loving us, not supporting us or questioning us, constantly trying to go against what we're trying to do. Imagine we had people that actually went, you know what? Go and do your thing, man. Do what makes you happy. Imagine we had people that didn't question us like that. They were just like, yeah, you're busy. Cool, man. Do your thing. I support you. Like whatever someone is doing, imagine you just turned around and said, I'm so happy for you. You're busy. Great. Go and achieve your goals. Go and do what's right for you. Go and do what makes you happy. Imagine how things would be different. Imagine how empowered you'd feel if someone invited you to their birthday or their kid's birthday and you replied and you said, thank you so much for your invitation. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm sure you guys are going to have a great day with everybody, with your family and stuff. Unfortunately, I can't make it. I'll catch you soon. Imagine instead of a response like, why can't you make it? What's going on? What are you doing? What's so important that you've got going on that you can't join us for a couple of hours? Imagine you had a response like, hey, man, thanks so much for letting me know. I hope you have an awesome day. I'll see you soon. Why is it that we have to know every single thing about fucking what someone's doing in their life? Why can't you just respect someone that gives you a response, has the respect enough to reply to you even and to let you know, hey, thank you so much, but I can't make it. Obviously, you can't make it because you're fucking busy. You got shit going on. You got priorities. You got things that you got to take care of, obviously. But what, you're taking, putting pressure on people when they're just trying to communicate with you? They don't need to fucking tell you everything. They don't need to tell you their stories and what they're really dealing with in their life. What, because you've known them for 15 years that you expect that they're just going to open their heart, they're going to tell you all this stuff? What about if you moved away from the ego and you came from love? You see, that's the one key that I keep talking about is unconditional love. If you had a strong, loving relationship with yourself, what it does is it gives you the power to put yourself in other people's shoes. Most of us don't have that level of self-awareness because we're living in the ego. The ego is like, why? Why are you rejecting me? What's going on? What are you doing? The ego wants to know everything. Instead, if it was unconditional love, right, what would happen? It would be like, wow, you must be doing something good for yourself. You must be busy. You must have other things going on. Okay, no problem. Reach out to me when you're free. I'll see you soon. I still love you. I don't hate you just because you don't have time for me anymore. You must have things that are very important to you that are more important than this event that I've invited you to. Duh. Obviously. But we take things to heart so much. We take things so personally. And it's like, give yourself a fucking break, man. It's almost like you need people at your birthday, at your party, at your event. If they don't come, what? You're not good enough because they didn't come? Everyone has their journey. Everyone has their path. Everyone has responsibilities. Everyone has their life. If something is important enough for someone, guess what? They'll fucking be there. But if they weren't or they're not, guess what? They got other more important shit to take care of. You got other more important shit to take care of. Does that mean you're a bad person? Does that mean you're a bad person, that you do what's right for you, that you put yourself first, that you love yourself enough? Or does it just mean that, you know, you're focusing on something that you're striving for? Is there a possibility of whoever they are to actually have that unconditional love and that awareness to go, hey, man, do your thing. I'm cheering for you. I'm here from you when you're ready. I experienced it so much during this journey. And whether people get it or not, it doesn't matter because people can see it. And that's why I say that one thing I gave up on is over-explaining myself. I don't over-explain myself to anyone. I don't need to prove to you that which is what I'm doing. I don't need to prove to you why. I don't need to justify myself as to what it is that's important to me and why I do what I do. I don't need to. If you want to know, you can ask. We go, even if it's your parents or your family. What do you want? You go to them to let them know about something and your plans of what it is that you want to do. And you want, what do you want to hear from them? Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, well done. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, we're so happy for you. You don't need that. You know, it took me some time to learn this because I was also very excited. When I first started doing this motivational speaking and coaching and getting on social media, speaking my truth and sharing and learning to communicate and being more confident in myself, not being afraid, not letting fear control me, being aware of my thoughts, learning to love myself. When I first started doing this stuff, I was seeking approval. I wanted people's support. And I was over-explaining myself, over-delivering. I wanted to feel loved. I wanted to feel like people got me. They understood me. They were like, wow, excited for me. But guess what? It was the opposite. It was the other way around. I felt it that no matter what I did, no matter how much I gave, no matter how much I evolved and I stepped into this new, authentic, more powerful, more aware version of myself, people still didn't get it. So slowly, slowly, what happens is I started to pull back. I started to stop giving so much and just focusing on me. I started to just keep speaking, keep doing what I'm doing, keep traveling, keep living in solitude, keep spending more time with myself. Keep not being focused on girls and trying to be in a relationship or attract a relationship, but try to become the best version of myself and build and cultivate inner peace within myself so that I felt whole and complete all on my own. I kept focusing on that, and that is where I found the true version of me, the peaceful version of me, the one that's in alignment with my true destiny, my true calling, my true path. You waste so much energy trying to get validated, needing approval, wanting fucking people to agree with you. And the truth is, you don't need all that shit. And it's fucking draining. It's draining to try to communicate with people that are not on your frequency, that don't see your vision, that don't believe in what you believe in, because you've got a big vision for yourself. I know that you do. Deep down, there's something in you that you haven't discovered yet. And if you are going to start to tell people that you want to do this and you want to do that, they think you're crazy. And the truth is, it's okay, man, because if you call me crazy and that's who I am, well, fucking call me crazy. I don't give a shit. But along this journey of growth and transformation and you creating this new life, it requires a lot of energy. And you've got to pay attention to where is the energy being reciprocated and where am I losing it? Because your energy is currency and it's expensive. And the more that you give away and you're not being refueled from people who do genuinely believe in you and people who do genuinely support you and compliment your life, then you're giving it away and you're losing your power. Your energy is currency. Value it. Where are you pouring into? And are people pouring back into you? Because this depends on how fast and how much you can actually manifest and grow into this next level version of yourself, dependent on the amount of energy that you have within yourself so that you can exert that energy into projects and into decisions and into experiences and into investing in yourself and into programs and conferences and developing yourself and working on yourself. And because it requires energy, you've got to invest that energy into what it is, the tools, the resources, everything that you need for you to actually rebuild, recreate, right? It's not one day or maybe one day I'll start. No, it's fucking day one right now. And so there's other people that are on a higher frequency where they've taken action, they've grown. And guess what? You're creating another version of yourself right now. You got to congratulate yourself, give yourself a pat on your back that you didn't give up and you're here to take day one to create this new version of yourself, and give yourself a round of applause for the growth that you've had over the last 3 years for anyone who has changed their life, who has grown, who has transformed and has built success into themselves. Right? Give yourself a round of applause, because that takes a lot of effort and energy. And it's not easy. It takes a lot of courage to show up for yourself when people are against you, when people don't understand you, when they call you out for being weird and crazy and shit, when you start speaking your truth and standing up for yourself. Because that's what happens. So are you willing to fight back? That's what this is about. Because there's a lot of self-doubt, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of insecurities, there's a lot of unfamiliar territory that you have to go through, there's places that you've got to walk through that you've never walked through before, there's rooms that you've got to get into you've never been to before, there's countries you've got to go to that you've never been to, right? There's all these experiences, there's all these things that many of us, if we're living in fear and doubt and feeling not good enough, if we've got such a low vibrational self-confidence, self-worth, we don't feel good within ourselves because we've been dumbed down for so many years. Guess what? The likeliness of you taking action and actually getting yourself into those rooms, onto that plane, into that next level, guess what? It's very unlikely, because you're going to say, oh, no, I can't do that. That's not possible for me. Oh, no, that dream's too big. Oh, no, I don't know how to do that. Oh, no, I'm not intelligent enough. Oh, no, I couldn't start a business on my own. Oh, no, I'm too old. All these fucking excuses, which is just bullshit. It's all excuses. It's all crap. It's rubbish. So this is where you become aware of your mind. You become aware of your thoughts. And you become aware that you are limitless. As my brother-in-law Vlad says, he goes, there's no fucking ceiling. There is no ceiling to your success. You're going to open your mind and realize that fear is just a made-up story about a future event that hasn't even happened yet. Let that sink in. I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting whether it's possible. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know how powerful you can be unless you cross the line, unless you jump off that cliff. You know, some of us, we're so close. We're standing on the edge and we're like, should I jump? Will I fall or will I fly? And let me tell you, man, if I was there on that edge with you, I'd push you. And I do that anyway. That's what happens if you work with me. That's what happens in my coaching. That's what happens when you listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast. Even though I'm not physically with you, I'm spiritually with you. I'm energetically with you. And all you're feeling is positive energy, power, self-awareness, motivation, inspiration. And somehow, some way, through this technology that we have, which is absolutely a blessing, which I'm using in a really positive way, I get to change your life. Not that I do it for you, that I'm just here to be that force, that messenger, that good energy that you need in your life so that you can take action on yourself. And maybe it's just to get you through another day. Maybe that's you right now. Maybe this episode is going to change your life so much that you're going to do something you've never done before, which is going to give you the life that you deserve. And if that's something that you're getting right now from the Luke Mind Power podcast, then, you know, I'm grateful. Maybe this is a podcast episode that you needed to hear because you know that some of your friends are going through some shit or some of your family is going through some shit and you're like, I am going to share this shit out of this podcast because this is incredible. Someone needs to hear this. Like, think about it yourself right now, whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or TikTok or wherever you're watching, who in your family or your close friends do you know that needs to listen and hear this shit? That you know if they heard this, they would wake up and they'd be like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Because if that's you, then I invite you to share it with them, because this is what this journey is all about. It's about you being the change. How do you be the change, man? Focus on doing good. What you focus on expands. And sharing good energy is something that's always going to come back to you. The change that you want to see in the world doesn't happen because you look at other people or you look at what's happening on social media or on, you know, the news and whatever else they're sharing and thinking, you know, oh, they should do this or they should do that. You know, the change comes from you. It doesn't come from sitting on your lounge every single night at freaking 6 p.m., turning on the TV, having dinner and watching the news and seeing what the fuck's going on around the world and thinking, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, look at this. Oh, my goodness, look at that. And then, oh, well, they should do this and they should do that. And it's all a load of crap. And it's like, well, maybe you should fucking get the fuck up and step into your purpose, step into your true calling, be the change that we need to see in the fucking world. That's what you should do. And I believe that we all have and play a massive role in the success of the future of humanity. So how are you being a leader? How are you showing up? What kind of change are you making within yourself that is making a positive impact on the people around you? But remember, okay, don't get it twisted, all right? I'm telling you to do what's right for you, but then you're like, yeah, but you're telling us to help other people. Help yourself first. Be the change. How do you be the change? I talk about this so much. Be the blessing. You want to bless other people, but you haven't blessed yourself yet. Pouring from an empty cup all the time. You're not even sharing all your greatness. You're sharing like fucking 10% of your greatness. But see, you don't see it like that because it's selfish, isn't it? Yeah, it's selfish to put yourself first. It's selfish to love yourself. Selfish to care about yourself. Not knowing that you have so much power, so much genius, so much greatness within yourself that all that's required is a bit of love, bit of nurturing, bit of solitude, bit of time, bit of attention, bit of you showing up for you and just looking at yourself and going, man, I don't know where I got all this crap that I'm not good enough. I don't know why people told me that I'm a piece of shit or I'm not intelligent. And yet I am. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I don't know where people tell me I'm ugly. I'm gorgeous, man. I'm not even my body anyway. I'm fucking spirit. But you get judged for your body. Your body is not even who you are. Everything is from within. But that's how we've been programmed and how the world has conditioned us to think. Because we are really bothered by how people perceive us. So if people don't perceive us in a really positive way, then we're not good enough. The only person who gets to decide whether you are good enough is yourself. And once you establish this superpowered confidence within yourself, guess what? You ain't giving a shit about what people say to you about how you look and how you dress and all that shit. It doesn't matter. What matters is how you look at yourself and you go, you are the shit, baby. You are fucking hot. You are beautiful. You are sexy, man. You got this shit. You're enough just the way you are. And I was going to do these announcements when I started the podcast episode, but I got into my flow and my power straight away, so I'll do them now. So, guys, if you're tuning in right now, my next event is in Sydney. This episode will probably be released after I do my Sydney event anyway. But if you are live on Facebook or TikTok and you are in Sydney, you want to come see me live, I'm going to be speaking at Heat Fitness in Penrith on the 26th of August. So there are limited spots available. There's probably only a couple spots left. So if you want to join us at this retreat, it's actually a retreat, goes from 7 to 12 p.m. And there are some amazing other individuals who are going to be doing yoga. And there's a lady that's going to be explaining it. And I don't know if she's going to be doing it as well, but cupping is going to be there as well, which is really powerful for your body to extract like toxins and shit from your body. So that's also going to be there, and sound healing as well as myself. I'm going to be speaking, dancing. It's going to be a powerful, positive experience, transformational, to say the least, because anything that I do is transformational. It's not about it being any less than that. So if you are in Sydney and you want to join us for that event, then I encourage you to get your tickets ASAP because it's going to sell out. And I think it might already be. So there's only a few tickets left. So if you want tickets, the links on the videos on Facebook, the link is at the top of the video, or you can go to my website at lukemindpower.com/home, click on live events, and you'll be able to purchase tickets for that event. There is another few events coming up as well. There's one in Melbourne as well coming up on the 17th of September. And then my other events are in Laguna Beach in California on the 28th and 29th. That's a two-day event, which is absolutely extraordinary. It's a Quantum Success Leadership Summit with Suzanne Adams. So again, stay connected on my website if you want to learn more and get more information on my live events. Just go to my website, click on live events, and you'll see where you can purchase tickets and get more information on those events. Just go to my website, lukemindpower.com/home, or go onto Instagram. The links are there on my profile, and you'll find all the information there. So I hope to see you in Sydney on the 26th of August. If you live in Sydney, it is in Penrith, okay? And it is actually a retreat. So it's not just like a one-hour thing. It's something that you come to connect with yourself, to transform your life, and to step into that next level version of yourself. And I can't wait to speak and inspire and motivate and empower and dance and bring that good energy. If you're feeling this energy, then you can only imagine what it's going to be like seeing me and connecting with me in person. So I can't wait to meet you guys, but make sure you get your tickets, okay, because there's only a few tickets left. Go to the link in my profile on Instagram or on Facebook. You'll see the links on the top of the videos that you're watching right now. So guys, I'm going to love you and leave you because I've got a training I've got to get to, and I hope that you have had an amazing time with me today and I've inspired you and motivated you to step into your power and to believe in yourself a little bit more and to put yourself first because you deserve it, and stop losing yourself to other people. You deserve so much more, and I know that you're going to step into your greatness as you keep living your truth. And you keep tuning into the Luke Mind Power podcast. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Share more positive energy with the world so that we help more people to wake up to their greatness. And if you haven't left me a review on Apple Podcast platform or Spotify or on YouTube, leave me a comment, like, subscribe to my YouTube channel, then please do so. I love reading all of your reviews and your comments. I appreciate your support so much. And guess what? I'll see you on the next episode. All right. Don't give up. Keep fucking going. I believe in you. I'll see you soon. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you're ready to grow and reach your full potential and find inner peace, send me a DM that says, I want inner peace, and I'll send you the next steps. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. When you change your mind, you change your whole life. So don't hesitate and send that DM over to me. Myself and my team can't wait to meet you and witness your transformation in full glory. See you next week.